因为如果一个墙有破口了，
Because if there is a breach in the wall,
敌人就会进来，
then enemies can come in easily.
我们在里面的也没有安全。
And those of us standing inside, are not without security.
这个墙可以指很多方面属灵的面向。
And this wall can represent many spiritual aspects.
那以最核心的属灵的价值来说。
And for the most core value, spiritually speaking,
在地上，我们的婚姻关系会直接影响我们跟神的关系。
In this world, our marital relationship can directly affect our relationship with God.
因为婚姻是神的设计，神的设立。
Because marriage was instituted by God.
他为了要保护家庭，建立家庭。
It was designed to protect the family to help us build our families.
夫妻之间的关系应该坚固，像一道坚固的城墙。
And the relationship between husband and wife should be as strong as a wall.
但是很可惜，往往我们的城墙有时候有破口。
Unfortunately, many times this wall of ours has breaches.
而往往敌人会寻找我们这个破口来挑战我们，来破坏我们的家庭。
Our enemies can find the breaches in order to penetrate through to destroy our families.
社会当中呢，婚姻的问题越来越多。
So in our society, there's more and more marital relationship problems.
教会里面这种问题也会越来越普遍。
And in our church, this kind of problem becomes more common.
但是我们要防范于未然。
But we have to be, take a step and be preventative.
当敌人找到破口的时候，我们赶紧要上去阻挡破口。
When our enemy finds the breaches, we have to step forward to stop the breach.
我们要针对问题的本身。
So we have to face the problem itself.
而不是在别的地方再弄得更漂亮。
Instead of trying to beautify other parts of this wall.
我们也不要自己骗自己。
And so let us not deceive ourselves.
自己家里有没有问题，自己的婚姻有多坚固，自己知道。
Do we have any problem in our families? How strong is our marital relationship? Only we know ourselves.
那我们来再看回来昨天有提到的一节。
And let's turn back to a verse that we mentioned yesterday.
创世纪三章十五节。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
创世纪三章的十五节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
十五节，一二三。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的仇敌和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。这里说蛇会跟女人彼此为仇。
And here tell us that the snake and the woman would become enmity.
蛇害女人吃的善恶果。
The serpent caused the woman to eat from the tree of good and evil.
也因为女人的这个跌倒呢，整个家庭就失去神的恩典。
Because this woman fell, so this family lost the blessings from God.
所以女人会很讨厌蛇。
And that is why a woman hates the serpent.
但是蛇也会一直跟女人作对。
But the serpent will continue to be in opposition with the woman.
不单只是第一代的女人。
Not only the first generation of women.
世世世代代的女人。
And all the women for the following generations.
魔鬼都要想要用同样的方法。
Satan would want to use the same ploy.
因为魔鬼知道，只要我影响女人。
Because Satan knows as long as I can affect a woman.
让她不守神的道理。
And so that she deviate from obeying God's words.
让她有一个错误的观念，或者是相信一些谎言。
And lead her to have wrong concepts or believing lies.
然后这个家庭就会没有用了，就会破裂了。
Then this family will be broken up and will be useless.
当然男人也有男人的问题。
Of course, for men, they have their own problems.
男人的问题就是没有办法去带领这个家庭，没有属灵的影响力。
And a man's problem will be the inability to lead the family. They don't have their spiritual impact on the family.
那女人的问题呢，就是太有影响力。
But a woman's problem is that they have too much impact.
但是不是好的影响。
But it may not be good impact.
有时候是过了头的影响力。
Sometimes is using the wrong place.
所以我们要看看婚姻的破口在哪里。
So we have to take a look and see where's the breaches of our marriage.
当然互相指责是没有用的。
Of course, it's useless to point fingers at each other.
最主要是找到问题本身在哪里。
But we have to identify the problem itself.
问题本身就是因为夫妻二人都相信了那些谎言。
And the problem itself is that both husband and wife believe in lies.
蛇找到这个破口。
So the serpent found this breach.
那我们今天继续来讲讲婚姻的破口。
So today we'll continue to talk about these breaches of marriage.
当我们如果忽略婚姻的时候。
So when we neglect our marriage.
这个婚姻里面呢会出现破口。
So this marriage would show up as with breaches.
那这个时候小狐狸呢就会进到我们的婚姻里面。
And at this time, the little fox may come into our marriage.
我们看雅歌二章十五节。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon's chapter 2, verse 15.
雅歌二章十五节。
Song of Songs chapter 2, verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。要给我们擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸，因为我们的葡萄正在开花。雅歌是记载良人跟新夫的这个关系。
And Song of Solomon or Song of Song is recording a relationship between a husband and a lover and his wife.
这个是个爱情的故事。
So this is a story of love.
表面上是一对恋人的爱情的故事。
And superficially, it seems this is just a love story between two lovers.
其实也是在讲基督与教会的关系。
But it's also talking about the relationship between Christ and church.
我们跟主耶稣基督也是有属灵的婚姻呢。
And we also have a spiritual marriage with Lord Jesus Christ.
就算你在地上没有结婚。
Even though you may not be married in this world.
属灵上你也是跟主耶稣结婚。
But spiritually speaking, you have married Lord Jesus.
因为我们属灵上教会就是新妇。
And because the, spiritually speaking, the church is the bride.
但是这个敌人呢、啊、会找到破口啊来进到你的葡萄园里面。
But this enemy will find the breach to be able to come into your vineyard.
要破坏你这个葡萄园。
Just to come in to destroy your vineyard.
这个葡萄园代表两个人的关系。
This vineyard represents the relationship of the couple.
这个爱情，这个婚姻。
It represents the love and the marriage.
所以当你要发热心的时候。
So when you want to be zealous.
魔鬼有时候就来搞你的家庭。
The Satan sometimes will come and start destroying your family.
搞你的婚姻。
Destroy your marriage.
破坏你。
To destroy it.
那我们两个如果有结婚的人，两夫妻之间呢，也要小心有没有小狐狸的出现。
So between the husband and wife, we have to be careful. Are there little foxes?
什么时候会出现呢
？When do the fox come?
对，说葡萄正在开花的时候。
They come when the vines have tender grapes.
啊，葡萄开了花，这结果了。
And when the vines bloom, it bear fruit.
这个是一个顺序。
So that is the order of nature.
但是开花的时候，它就进来破坏了，就不会有果子了。
So if the little fox come in when it starts blooming, then the fruits will never come.
啊，比如说两个人结婚。
For an example, when two people get married.
准备要生小孩了，或者孩子刚刚来了。
They are getting ready to have a baby, or when the baby just got here.
结果呢，婚姻就出现裂痕了。
Then there is a problem with their marriage.
因为狐狸找到破口，要进来捣蛋，要进来破坏啊。
Because a little fox found a breach, so begin to come in and make their destruction.
属灵上来说，我们想要发热心服事神呢，往往身边当中家庭啊各方面可能有时候也会出问题。
Spiritually speaking, just when we want to be zealous to serve God, in our lives, in our marriage and family, there may be problems.
所以啊，这个都是有连带关系的。
So all of these are connected.
魔鬼只要可以破坏信徒的婚姻，他就可以破坏教会的圣工。
And if Satan is able to destroy, the marriage, he's able to also destroy the holy work in church.
他只要破坏你的婚姻，就可以破坏你下一代的信仰。
And if he's able to destroy your marriage, he's able to destroy, the life of your next generation.
还会他会在葡萄开花的时候就进来破坏。
And he will come in when the vines have tender grapes.
有时候我们看不见这个问题在哪里。
Sometimes it's hard for us to see where this problem is.
所以我们要透过圣经这个视角去看这个问题。
So we have to look at this problem from the perspective of the Bible.
圣经说你要给我抓擒拿这个小狐狸啊。
The Bible tells us we have to catch the foxes.
圣经没有说擒拿大狐狸啊。
The Bible didn't tell us to catch a big foxes.
大狐狸很明显。
Because the big foxes are obvious.
比如说真的是搞外遇啦，有女人啊，外面啊，这个很明显的，这个已经太大的问题了。
For example, if somebody has an extramarital affair, that is a problem that's easy to find.
你不要等到那种情况出现了才去解决问题。
But don't wait until the problem becomes that big, then you want to try to solve it.
或者两个人都破裂了，都没有得挽回的时候了，才想去做点什么。
Or when two people have grew apart and there's nothing to you can do to save it.
这里十五节所说的是小狐狸啊，是小的问题，你就要去解决它。
And in verse 15 it says the little foxes. That means the problem are still small. That's when you have to start working on it.
但是往往我们常常都是小问题就等于没问题，不要去看它就是等于没有问题。
But oftentimes, we think that small problem is no problem. Just ignore it. It will be fine.
但是你不理一个小问题的，长期就是会变成大问题。
But if you ignore a small problem for a long time, it evolves into a big problem.
所以我们要想想，你的婚姻里面有没有小狐狸？
So we have to think about it. In your marriage, are there little foxes?
我们要从圣经里面看啊，在祷告里面思考，求圣灵让我们看得见。
We have to look at this from the Bible, think about it in our prayers, ask God to help us identify this.
当然每个人家庭的情况都不一样。
Of course, everyone's family situation is different.
小狐狸的品种、种类可能也不太一样。
And they may be different types and species of the little foxes.
有一些家庭呢，可能是太多的财务的压力。
For some families, because they have a lot of financial burden.
所以两个人的关系也变得很紧张。
And that is why there's tension between the husband and wife.
所以没有把自己搞得那么累啊，生活够用就好。
And so we don't need to overtire ourselves. We just need to have sufficient amount of money.
不用跟人家比较。
We don't have to compare with other people.
不要买一些自己不能负担的东西。
Don't buy things that you can't afford.
不要住一些自己负担不起的房子。
And don't live in a house that you can't afford.
不要跟人家比较。
And don't compete with other people.
因为金钱的压力也会间接破坏两个人的关系。
Because financial burden will also damage a relationship.
有一些婚姻的小狐狸呢，就是双方太忙了，两个人没有什么单独的时间相处。
And sometimes the small foxes in marriage is because the couples are too busy. They don't have a lot of time to spend together.
没什么时间讲话。
They don't have a lot of time to talk.
一讲话只是讲怎么解决家里的问题。
And the only conversation they have is to try to solve the problems they have at home.
讲怎么弄孩子的东西。
They talk about their kids.
没有真正讲两个人的那种感觉。
And they don't really talk about each other's feelings.
也可能是有一些夫妻啊，他忽略了亲密的关系。
And there are some couples that neglect intimacy.
他们有一方面可能觉得不需要。
And maybe one party thinks it's not necessary.
这个不属灵。
Or this is not spiritual.
就没有办法满足对方的这种需要。
And they cannot meet the needs of each other.
到底搞错了。
And they have made a mistake.
亲密关系是神的设计，是神在婚姻里面的旨意。
And intimacy is designed by God. It is the will of God.
是神的祝福。
It is blessing by God.
是夫妻沟通的其中一种最重要的方式。
It is one of the most important way for a couple to communicate with one another.
不要以为自己很属灵啊，去忽略对方的这种需要。
And don't think that you're very spiritual when you neglect your spouse's needs.
你故意忽略对方的需要。
And when you ignore the other person's need on purpose.
对方得不到满足。
And the other spouse cannot be satisfied.
你就等于逼他往外面发展。
Then you're forcing your spouse to find affairs somewhere else.
这个就是很自然的。你这里没吃饱，就会去吃外卖啊。
And this is very natural because if you're not full, you're going to order takeout.
我在这边吃饱了，你再给我大餐，我都不想吃了，我想吐了。
But if I'm full, even if you give a big meal, I still don't want to eat it because I'm way full.
像大家在教会今天吃了那么多餐，你再给你吃了，你也会吃不下了。
And just like tonight,
满足了。
Tonight we had a big meal at church. Even if I order more food for you, you wouldn't want it because you're already full.
像等一下还有宵夜在等我们。
And later on, we'll have dessert waiting for us.
你回到家一定不想再 order 外卖了。
So when you go home, of course, you wouldn't want to take takeout.
这个是神的设计啊。
So this is a design of God.
不要以为自己很属灵啊。
So do not think that you're very spiritual.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
有一些小狐狸的就是两个人的意见太强，常常吵架。
And other small foxes are when couples are very strong opinionated, and so they fight often.
通常会出现在婚姻的头一年里面，常常吵架。
And that usually happens the first year of their marriage. They would argue a lot.
一开始当然慢慢的磨合啊，两个人不同的文化、家庭啊、背景，一定会有的。
And of course, it takes time to get used to each other because they came from different family backgrounds.
但是如果过了一年呢，还在吵，第二年也在吵，第三年也在吵。
But after a year, if they're still fighting the second and third year,
用吵架来作为一种沟通的方式。
And they use fighting as a way to communicate with one another.
这也是你的小狐狸啊。
That would be your little fox.
你发了脾气，讲了不该讲的话。
Because when you get angry, you speak words that you shouldn't have spoken.
就破坏感情一次。
And that would damage your relationship once.
你感情的底子啊，没有多少存款在里面啊。你一直提款，一直提款，提到最后就没有了。
And it's like an ATM machine, when you don't have a lot of reserve to begin with, and you keep taking out money, you'll run out very quickly.
这也是可能是小狐狸。
This also could be our little fox.
那另外一种小狐狸呢，就是你太有一方面或者双方太注重这个事业。
Another kind of little fox is when one party or both parties emphasize their career too much.
工作太忙了。
They're way too busy.
再加上教会的圣工。
And also, in addition to taking on holy work at church.
我们知道工作很重要。
We know that our work is important.
做圣工也不可以缺少。
But we also cannot neglect our holy work.
但是如果一对夫妻，你所有的时间都在工作跟圣工，没有时间跟彼此来经营这个婚姻跟感情。
But if all your time is devoted, divided up between your work and holy work, and you don't have any extra time to spend with one another,
连讲话的机会都没有。
You barely have time to talk to each other.
一开口就是教会的工作。
And when you open your mouth, it's always about work and church.
连睡在床上了，都在讲教会的事情。
Even in bed, you're talking about work, holy work.
有时候意见还不同。
And sometimes your opinions may even differ.
回到床上还在开会。
And you continue your conference in bed.
哇，这样就不对了。
This would not be right.
所以我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
但是这些都不是最致命的。
But these are not the most lethal.
最致命的是这种情绪上的。一种出轨
and the most lethal kind is
emotional affair. 但我们知道，我们基督徒绝对不可以犯死罪，绝对不可以犯奸淫。
We know that as Christians, we cannot commit adultery because that would be a deadly sin.
我如果肉体上犯了奸淫，你就犯了死罪，圣餐都不能领啊。
Because if you have committed adultery physically, then you have committed dead sin. You can't partake in the Holy Communion.
你就失去救恩了。
And that means you have lost your salvation.
但是往往肉体出轨之前呢，都会经历先有精神上的出轨。
But oftentimes before you have an extramarital affair physically, you first commit emotional affairs.
你的身体还没有出轨。
Your body has not had affair yet.
但是你的情绪、你的感情已经流露给另外一个人，而这个人不是你配偶。
But your emotion has been shared with another person, and that person is not your spouse.
譬如说你工作的同事。
For example, it could be your colleague.
除了工作的问题之外
In addition to just problem related to work.
有事没事你就跟他打 text 问候他
And once in a while, you would text that person and ask.
他也问候你，你也很关心他
And he or she may greet you, and you would do it back.
他生病，你也问候他的好不好
And that person is sick, you ask that person, how are you doing?
哇，你生病，他也发那些什么 emoji 什么纸给你
And when you're sick, then that person sends you emojis.
这个就不对了。
And this is not right.
这个就不是公司，不是正常的这种界限的东西。
And this is not within the normal boundary of friends.
这个不是讲公司，为什么你跟他聊那么多呢？
This is not about work, so why are you talking to this person so much?
或者是你跟他聊你夫妻之间的问题。
Or you share your marital problem with that person.
因为你太太对你不好，或者你们吵了架，哦，他来安慰你，你死了。
If you have a fight with your wife and that person is trying to comfort you, then you are doomed.
或者是对方吵架，你要去安慰他。
Or the other person is in a fight and you're trying to comfort him.
这个不是最私密的事情，这种聊，不是就是情绪的这种流露吗？这个本来应该配偶之间才会做的事情。
And these are very private, intimate information. So when you share with other people, it shouldn't be because it's only shared between your spouse.
彼此异性之间的这种互相的依偎、互相的情绪上的陪伴。
And to be a company or to provide emotional support with a different person of a different gender.
但是对方不是你配偶。
But yet that person is not your spouse.
这是你的身体没有出轨。
Even though you have not committed adultery physically.
但是你的心已经跟对方很近。
But your heart is already getting closer to that person.
这个就是叫情绪上或者精神上的出轨。
And that is emotional affair.
如果走到这一步。
If you have come to this point.
那离开肉体上出轨只是差一小步而已。
Then you're just a small step away from your physical affair.
有时候这个精神上出轨的对象不一定是外面的人，有可能是教会的同工。
And sometimes a person that you have emotional affair with is not anybody outside the church, but could be your coworker in church.
你在一起教会里面也很聊得来。
And in church, you talk a lot.
好像有当初初恋的感觉。
It almost seems like when you first met your spouse.
但是你跟你太太讲话都没感觉。
But you feel nothing when you talk to your wife.
跟外面跟那个人在打 text 的时候，或者讲电话的时候，很有感觉。
But when I text or talk to the other person, I feel a lot of emotions.
这种就是很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
心已经偏离了。
Because your heart already deviated.
通常你太太或者是你先生会感觉得到，会极度，会觉得怎么可以这样。
And most of the time, your spouse, a husband or wife, would become jealous and ask you, how could you do this?
这个时候被发现，被责备了，马上悔改，马上要回头。
And if they rebuke you at this time, you have to repent, you have to return.
在神面前彻实悔改。
And you have to repent before God.
不然你家庭也没有了，婚姻也没有了。
Otherwise, you will lose your family, your marriage will be destroyed.
到最后，永生也没有了。
At the end, you will lose your salvation.
到最后，你就成为一个一无所有的人。
At the end, you are a person that has nothing left.
所以有一首歌，就说，为什么我一无所有？
And there's a saying, why am I with nothing?
有时候自己想想，一无所有是自己造成的。
But if you think about it, this is all because of you.
所以哦，我们真的要保守自己的心。
And therefore, we have to really guard our hearts.
有东西跑进来了，这个小狐狸不管它的怎么样的，就给它踢走了。
And if a little fox comes into our vineyard, we just have to kick it out.
补好你婚姻的墙。
And we have to patch up the breaches of our marriage.
通常如果你婚姻的墙很坚固，婚姻很美满的话，
If the wall of your marriage is very strong and your marriage is very blessed,
那小狐狸就不容易找到进来的空间。
Then it will be very difficult for the little foxes to find the breach to be able to come in.
但是如果你两夫妻之间因为这些问题太忙啦，分开两地啦，或是常吵架啦，或是忽略对方的需要啊。
But if for a couple, you have all these problems, whether it is you live far apart, you fight a lot, or you ignore each other's needs.
其中有一方面或者双方情绪上都是空的，都是不满足的状态。
Or even one party or both parties, emotionally, they're not content.
这个时候，魔鬼就很容易派小狐狸进去你的葡萄园里面了。
And this is a time where Satan would easily send the little foxes to go into your vineyard.
所以我们再看怎么样来预防。
So let us take a look, how can we prevent this?
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
二章的二十四节。
24.
二章二十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 24.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
大声读啊。
Let's read together, loudly.
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是婚姻最奥秘的三句话。
And this is the most mysterious words about marriage.
婚姻，保罗说是奥秘，无论是肉体上的婚姻，还有属灵的婚姻，都是奥秘。
And Paul says the marriage is a mystery, whether it is of the flesh or spiritually.
你要先了解肉体的婚姻，才了解属灵的婚姻。
You have to first understand the physical marriage, then you will understand the spiritual marriage.
婚姻很难。
Marriage is difficult.
有人说婚姻呢，在外面的人呢，很想爬进去这个墙内。
And some people said people outside the marriage wants to come into the marriage.
但是在里面的人呢，很想跳出来。
And the people in the marriage wants to get out of it.
因为太难了。
Because it is too hard.
但是神不会设计一些难到人做不了的东西给我们去承受。
But God will not give us something that is too much for us to bear.
只要按着圣经的话去做。
So as long as we follow the words in the Bible.
一定可以克服所有的困难。
And we will definitely be able to overcome any problems.
但是问题是你相不相信神的话。
The problem is whether you believe in the word of God.
神的话有时候跟你国家的文化完全不一样。
Words of God sometimes may differ than your culture.
神的话跟你的想象的观念有时候是相反的。
Sometimes the word of God is the opposite of what you think it should be.
你敢不敢相不相信下去？
Do you dare to? Are you willing to believe it?
所以刚刚讲到有关于精神外遇的事情。
So earlier we mentioned about the emotional affair of marriage.
你要预防这个事情。
You have to prevent this.
你就要与妻子紧紧的联合。
So you have to connect tightly with your wife.
两个人都连在一起了。
So two people are connected together.
不单只肉体结合在一起。
Not only connected physically.
心也紧紧的在一起。
The hearts have to be connected as well.
感情也连在一起。
And emotionally connected.
那这个小狐狸就找不到洞进来了。
If that's the case, then the little fox would not be able to find the breaches.
自然就不容易，你的感情就留给别人了。
Then naturally you would not leave any emotion for outside people.
所以我们要很小心。
We must be careful.
要补好婚姻的墙。
We have to repair the breaches of our marriage.
教会应该要举办那种 couple fellowship, 这种夫妻的团契，专门来分享讨论这些课题。
Church needs to have couples fellowship so that for the couples to be able to share this kind of problems.
那按照圣经啊。
According to the Bible,
这里特别提到一点呢，先要离开父母。
The Bible says they have to leave their father and mother.
通常我们比较少讲这一段。
Usually, we don't mention this a lot.
我们觉得说婚姻是两个人的事，他们自己弄好就好了。
We think marriage is about the couple. They just have to take care of things themselves.
但是这里圣经的真理是有一个基础的。
But the truth in the Bible has a foundation.
如果一对要结婚的人，或者是已经结婚的人
，for a couple that is about to get married or already married，
如果没有离开父母的话
，if they have not left their mother and father，
他的婚姻是注定失败。
Then their marriage is destined to be doomed.
从第一天开始就注定失败了。
And is destined to fail from day one.
如果要结婚的人没有离开父母。
If a person that's about to get married never left their parents.
或者是另外一个角度。
Or another perspective.
你是一个父母。
You are a parent.
你孩子要结婚。
Your child is about to get married.
但是你不容许你孩子离开你。
But you don't permit, allow your child to leave you.
你还要紧紧地抓住。
You still try to hold on to your child.
那告诉你，按照圣经的道理，你儿女的婚姻绝对注定失败。
Then, according to the teaching of the Bible, I can tell you that your child's marriage is destined to fail.
因为神的话很清楚啊。
Because word of God is very clear.
先不要讲联合，先不要讲一体。
Let's put aside one body, put aside being connected.
先离开，离开父母是最关键。
And the key here is they have to first leave their father and mother.
这个时候亚当没有肉身的父母啊，他们只有是神，就是神创造他们。
At this time, Adam does not have a physical parent because he was created by God.
但是神就说你要离开父母。
But God told him he has to leave his father and mother.
是讲给后来的人听的啦。
And that is said for the generations later.
但是很可惜，今天很多文化上的观念，或者是有一些做法，根本没有离开父母。
And unfortunately, today, because of cultures or certain ways of their life, they're not able to leave their parents.
不是说有没有跟父母住这个问题，不是这个意思。
And this is not referring to whether or not you live with your parents.
而是情绪上，你有没有离开父母。
But rather, is emotionally, have you left your parents?
情绪上哦。
Emotionally.
还有金钱上。
And financially.
这两样东西很重要。
So these two things are very important.
如果你要结婚呢?
If you want to be married.
你还要问你父母拿钱，还靠父母每个月给你钱。
You're still relying on your parent to get money every month.
那你一定脱离不了父母。
Then you will never leave your father and mother.
因为通常出钱的人想要我有影响力。
Because usually a person that gives out the money has holds a power.
你用我的钱呢，我讲话你当然要听啊。
If you use my money, you have to listen to me.
你的房子是我买的，能不听我的话？
I bought your house, so you must listen to me.
想要有控制力。
They want to have control.
没有离开父母，金钱上没有离开父母。
So that means financially you have not left your parents.
但是更可怕的是情绪上没有离开父母。
But what's more scary is that when you have not left your parents emotionally.
哇，这种问题就最大了，就更大了。
And this is a bigger problem to have.
我们刚刚有讲过嘛，人真肉体犯外遇之前呢，通常会经历过这种精神外遇的阶段。
We mentioned earlier before physical affair, we will go through a stage with emotional affairs.
啊，这种是很可怕的。
So this is very scary.
那在父母跟儿女的关系上面呢，也有一种比较畸形跟扭曲的发展。
Between a relationship between parent and child, there is also a deformed relationship.
这种呢，在心理学来说呢，叫做 emotional incest， 就是精神上的一种乱伦。
And this is called emotional incest.
哇，这个字看起来很严肃啊，很严重啊。为什么会这样讲呢？
And this word sounds so severe. So why is it called this?
啊，正常的情况来说呢，父母跟孩子是有界限的。
So normally speaking, there will be a boundary between parent and their child.
父母会提供儿女精神上的满足。
A parent will provide emotional support to satisfy their children.
因为小孩子很小啊，不懂事。
Because children are still young, so they don't know a lot yet.
但是有一些扭曲的家庭状况。
But for some families that are not normal.
其中一个家长，他会要求孩子给他精神上的满足。
A parent may request child to provide emotional support back.
好像一个大人给他满足一样。
Just like expecting an adult give you emotional support.
这个伦理上就乱掉了，就不对了。
And so this is wrong. This is a form of incest.
但是中间不涉及这个肉体的关系。
And it has nothing to do with physical incest.
只是精神上。
And this is emotional only.
就是父母啊，没有让孩子出去，没有让孩子啊，没有这个界限。
And that is when parents do not draw the boundary, the line between them and their child.
他要求孩子给他精神的这种emotional support， 好像配偶应该要给他的。
They ask their child to provide emotional support back as if it's a spouse.
通常为什么这种情况会出现呢？
Usually, why is there such a problem?
就是夫妻两人, 家长两人, 他们的关系很疏离。
And usually it happens because the couple does not have a close relationship.
他们没有办法从对方里面得到精神上的爱情的那种关心的那种满足啊。
And they cannot receive satisfaction or contentment from their relationship with each other.
所以他就会把这种注意力转给他的下一代，希望他孩子当可以满足他的 emotion 情绪。
So they put this focus on the next generation, hoping the child will be able to provide this kind of emotional support back.
这个是长期的这种发展啊。
And so this is a long-term process.
比如说有一个女人，她的丈夫喝酒啦，常常不回家啦，或者是忽略了太太。
For example, a woman is married to a husband that drinks a lot, that is often outside and doesn't come home often.
这个女人有一个儿子。
And this woman has a son.
好了，现在老公不理我，没关系了，我的希望就在儿子身上了。
And since my husband ignores me, that's okay, because now my hope is on my son.
她就很爱这个孩子。
And so she loves the son very much.
当然是心爱的 baby 了，小时候是这样子没有错。
And of course, when he was just a baby, there's nothing wrong with it.
但是她孩子长大了，她还是以这种态度对他。
But even though the son is all grown up, she still treats him like this.
心里面的情绪, 希望儿子来给他满足。
And she hopes that the son will satisfy her emotional needs.
好了, 那这个儿子长大要结婚呢?
And now the son is grown up, getting ready to get married.
他要去找他的太太, 成立他的家庭啊。
And he's looking for a wife. He wants to start his own family.
但是请问这个妈妈会放手吗?
But do you think this mother will let go?
这个妈妈是不会放手的。
This mother would not let go.
因为这是我的, 我的好儿子。
Because
满足我情绪，一直以来我都靠他满足我情绪的。
Because she thinks this is my good son, because for all these years, he is the one that satisfies my emotional needs.
所以当他看到他儿子娶了老婆的时候，
So when she sees that her son now takes a wife in,
哇，他就觉得说竞争对手出现了。
So she feels like she's up against the competition.
有个女人把我儿子的爱分走一半了。
Because now this woman has took away half of my son's love towards me.
她看到的媳妇会看得很不顺眼。
And she would not like her daughter-in-law.
事事的挑剔她。
She would pick at her.
甚至有时候了，想要去做一些什么事情，让他们吵架。
And she would even stir up problems so that they would argue with each other.
这种其实已经一种扭曲的心态。
And this is already a crooked mindset.
这个在我们华人的社会啊，特别普遍。
And this is especially common in our Asian society.
我们中文有句话叫媳妇熬成婆。
There is a Chinese saying that the daughter-in-law eventually will evolve into a mother-in-law one day.
因为媳妇饱受这些婆婆的这种的不公平的扭曲的对待，她以后也是会转嫁给下一代。
Because for a long time, this daughter-in-law has to accept this unfair treatment. Eventually, she will turn into her mother-in-law.
还有这个太太本身，她丈夫可能也忽略了她。
And it's possible for this wife, her husband also ignores her.
又被婆婆欺负。
And her mother-in-law takes advantage of her.
所以她的所有的情绪又放在 baby 身上。
Then she puts all her emotion on her own child.
直接到这个孩子长大。
Until this child is grown up also.
等她要出去，她也不放手。
Then when the son is ready to get married, she also would not let go.
这个一代一代的循环。
So this becomes a vicious cycle from one generation to another.
这个手都从上一代伸到下一代。
And this hand stretches from the generation to the next.
这种就是没有按照圣经去做的事情啊。
And this is because they have not followed the teachings in the Bible.
因为圣经讲得很清楚啊。
Because the Bible tells us clearly.
夫妻之间要结合成为一体。
And that a husband and wife must be joined as one.
你所有情绪的需要, 你们两个人自己要互相满足。
And you have to satisfy each other's emotional needs.
你的手不要伸到下面那一代, 希望他来满足你缺乏的情绪的出口。
And don't stretch out your hand to the next generation, hoping that they would be able to help you patch up your emotional emptiness.
但是罪进到世界里面。
But sin came into the world.
就把这个夫妻之间应该有的互相的情绪的满足就打破了。
And that destroys the balance between the husband and wife where they satisfy each other's needs.
我们看3章16节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 16.
创世纪3章16节。
Genesis 3:16.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
3章16节。
3:16.
又对女人说：“我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”这是一种 感情上的不对等跟不平衡。
And this is emotional imbalance, unfairness.
这是犯罪之后会产生的情况。
And this happens after we have sinned.
女人生产会很痛苦。
And that woman will go through great pain with labor.
生产之后，她会特别的需要丈夫的安慰、鼓励、支持。
And after they gave birth, they especially need their husband's support and encouragement.
生理上、情绪上都大大的需要丈夫的满足。
And physically, emotionally, they need their husband very much.
但是刚好相反，男人在太太生了孩子之后，往往就开始忽略她了。
But it is the exact opposite with a husband. Often after their wife gives birth to their child, he will begin to ignore her.
为什么？
Why?
因为太太变形了嘛。
Because the wife is changed physically.
生了孩子，形状就变了。
After the wife gives birth, her body changed.
再来，哇，那个母性发展，哇，一直顾着小孩。
And then the motherhood, they get into the motherhood mode, and they only care about their babies.
有一些没有男性的娘人，在这个时候就忽略太太了。
And there are some husbands that completely ignore their wives at this time.
太太是恋慕丈夫的，是希望得到支持的，精神上的支持的。
The wife loves the husband, wanting to receive love and emotional support.
结果丈夫呢，就管下她而已，只会管她。
But a husband will rule over the wife.
哇，这个就是一种情绪上的不对等。
And so this is emotional imbalance.
造成妈妈的手就伸到下一代。
And that caused the hand of their mother to reach down to the next generation.
哇，那这会造成一个什么的现象？
So what would this cause?
最近在中国里面有一个人写了一本书，叫做《巨婴国》。
In China, recently there is a person that wrote a book called the Giant Nation.
The Nation of Giant Babies.
A Nation of Giant Babies.
啊，它形容我们华人社会有一大堆巨型的 baby。
And it's describing that in the Chinese culture, in society, we have giant babies.
这个是指着男人。
And that's referring to men.
在华人社会里面有很多妈宝的存在。
And that is in Chinese, Chinese culture, there is a lot of big babies, man babies.
Mommy's boy.
Mama's boy.
Mommy baby. 三十岁了还是妈宝。
Even their 30s, they are mama's boys.
结了婚了，什么都问妈妈，妈妈怎么办？
After they get married, they know nothing. They still ask their moms what to do.
太太想要这个东西，想要弄一下厨房，说妈妈说不行。
And wife wants something or wants to renovate the kitchen, and the husband would say, "My mom says no."
太太说我们两个去 vacation 一下，我们两个去吃顿饭，不要带妈妈去。不行啊，怎么可以不带妈妈？
And the wife
不孝顺啊。
The wife would say, let's go out for a dinner, a date together, and let's not bring your mom. And he would say, how can I not bring my mom? I have to bring my mom because that's disrespectful.
太太说，我们有能力自己出去住吧，老人家他有空间，我们自己有空间。
The wife may suggest that we have the ability to move out so we can have our own space.
不行啊，这样不孝顺啊。
And the husband would say, no, we can't do that because that's unfilial.
怎么可以这样对妈妈？
How can we treat mom like this?
什么都妈妈前，妈妈后。
And everything is about the moms.
这种婚姻到最后都是失败收场。
And oftentimes, this kind of marriage will fail.
为什么有巨婴呢？
Where all these mama's boy came from?
因为有大母神呢。
Because there is a big godmother.
什么叫大母神？
What is the mother of God?
是一个形容啊，妈妈在家族里面就是个最大的，她说了算。
And this is a description. It's describing that in the house, the matriarch, the mom, is the greatest.
虽然表面上是男人是族长，是一家之主。
Even though superficially it seems that the husband is the head of the house.
实际上都是女人说了算，都是妈妈，都是婆婆，都是祖母。
But in actuality, it's a woman, what she speaks holds.
那这种呢，这种情况之下生出来的，养出来的男人全部都是妈宝。
And under this kind of circumstance, all the boys that grow up the family are all mama's boys.
那妈宝的婚姻呢，就注定失败的。
So marriage for mama's boys will eventually fail.
因为它违背了圣经的原则。
Because they have gone against the principles of the Bible.
所以姐妹啊，也要加男生啊，要看清楚。
And so for sisters, when you get married one day, you have to open up your eyes.
对方没有钱没有关系。
It's okay if they don't have money.
学历不高也没有关系。
It's okay if they don't have the highest education.
但是千万不能是个妈宝。
But you have to make sure they're not mama's boys.
你女儿嫁给没有钱的也没有关系，有志气就可以了。
It's okay if your daughter marries somebody who doesn't have money as long as they have ambition.
长得不好看也没有关系。
It's okay if they're not handsome.
会讲话就可以了。
As long as they can speak.
千万不能嫁一个妈宝。
But for sure cannot marry to a mama's boy.
不然你会很痛苦啊。
Otherwise you'll be in pain.
那我们弟兄呢？如果你曾经是个妈宝，现在开始不要当妈宝。
And for brothers, if you're a mama's boy, stop being a mama's boy.
我告诉妈妈，我不要当你的宝了。
And tell your mom, I don't want to be a mama boy.
我已经当了几十年了，你要放我走。
Because
你不放我，我也要走。
Because I've been a mama's boy for decades, I'm ready to leave.
我要独立。
I want to be independent.
我要做个男人。
I want to be a man.
我会照顾你，但是你不要事事管我。
I'll take care of you, but don't have rules over me all the time.
不要害死我。
And don't hurt me.
因为你都违背圣经的原则啊。
Because what you've done is against the principles of the Bible.
我们华人社会就是因为错误的观念造成一堆妈宝。
And Chinese society or community, because of these wrong concepts, we have generated many mama's boys.
一堆巨婴。
And many giant baby giants.
妈妈就一直不放手。
And for the moms, they refuse to let go.
那个巨婴的老婆很辛苦。
And the wife of the giant baby lives a very harsh life.
就算没有离婚了，也是很痛苦。
Even if they don't get a divorce, they're still living in pain.
这个丈夫那么这样子，怎么办？
So what do you do when the husband's like this?
还好我有个儿子。
Good thing I have a son.
我要去抓住我的儿子。
And now I have to hold on to my son.
培养下一代的妈宝。
And that's mama's boy in progress.
这个就是有可能正在我们教会里面，因为我们教会是华人社会为主啊。
It's possible that is happening in our church this moment because this is the majority of our members are Chinese.
啊，其他的西方可能他们比较不会这样。
In Western society, they usually don't act this way.
但是圣经的话是绝对的，是超过文化的。
But Bible's words are absolute, it surpasses culture.
所以我们一定要重新思考这个问题。
So we have to rethink this problem.
要回归圣经。
We have to return back to the Bible.
要离开父母。
We have to depart from our mother and father.
如果你是父母，你要在你孩子慢慢成长当中越来越放手。
And if you are a parent, as your child is growing up, you have to learn to let go.
等他结婚那一天，你要完全放手。
And the day that he or she gets married, you have to let go completely.
我们看到有结婚的话，那个新娘子出场都会巴巴牵出来嘛，对不对？
We know during a wedding matrimony, a bride is usually walked down the aisle by her father.
牵到最后了。通常那个爸爸会流眼泪了。
And usually when they come to the end of the aisle, the father will shed tears.
我都不知道为什么要流眼泪。
I don't know why he cries.
因为我没有女儿，所以不会有流眼泪的机会。
Because I don't have a daughter, so of course I don't know why he would cry.
儿子结婚了，赶快走了。
Because when my son gets married, I can't wait for him to leave.
但是女儿结婚了，很多人都流眼泪，流什么眼泪呢？
And for daughters, usually when you marry a daughter, the father will cry.
女儿嫁了出去不是很好吗？为什么流眼泪？
Isn't it great when you marry
a daughter? 有人要啊。
Isn't it great when you marry off your daughter? At least somebody wants her.
但是女儿就是一块宝贝啊，一个肉啊。
But this is because our daughters are babies. They're precious to us.
好了，你看那个爸爸牵女儿出来。
So when a father then walked the bride down the aisle.
再怎么不情愿，也要把女儿的手要交给那个站在这边等的人啊。
As much as you don't want to, you have to put your daughter's hand in the hand of the man that's waiting for her.
你没有看到说爸爸牵女儿的手，女儿牵丈夫手，三个一起这边行礼。
And you've never seen where father holds a daughter's hand, daughter holds the husband's hand, and they're all standing together.
怎么行礼啊？传道也不会行礼啊，叫你回去。
How do you officiate a wedding like this? A pastor wouldn't even know how.
但是妈妈的有时候在后面呢，看好了，等一下啊。妈妈的手没有放。
But usually, mothers refuse to let go of their hands.
等着回来哈，嫁到我家里哈，什么都是我说了算。
And they're waiting for the daughter-in-law to come home because she will show her that what she says goes.
这个就是注定失败的婚姻。
And this is a wedding this is a marriage that is destined to fail.
所以要回归到圣经。
So we have to return back to the Bible.
要离开父母。
We have to leave our father and mother.
要让孩子离开。
We have to allow our child to leave.
他会成长，他会照顾你的。
And they will grow up and they will take care of you.
但是你一定要他离开。
But you have to let them go.
你不让他离开，他永远是个巨婴。
If you don't let them go, they will be a giant baby forever.
对大家都不好。
And that is no good to anybody.
所以有时候婚姻的破口就是出在父母身上。
And therefore, sometimes the breaches that occur in the wedding actually began with the parents.
可能以前你的父母是这样对你。
It's possible this is how your parents treated you before.
但是你不要再这样对下一代。
But do not treat your next generation this way.
我们要按照圣经去做。
We have to follow the teaching of the Bible.
堵住这个很多不同婚姻的破口。
And we have to stop the different types of breaches in our marriage.
唱332首。
Let us sing hymn 332。
回到神的爱啊，神的爱是最美好的。
Let's return back to love of God. Love of God is the most wonderful.
332.